every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot. Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. The City of Kingston, in partnership with Utilities Kingston, has kicked off the inaugural Kingston Climate Expo. The event, running until October 20th, started as only an electric vehicle demonstration, but quickly grew into a three-week interactive and educational event showcasing various climate change initiatives across Kingston. Events include a panel focusing on women in STEM in partnership with St. Lawrence College, an energy treasure hunt workshop taking place at schools across the city, and an interactive showcase of educational information and hands-on test drives of some of the latest electric vehicle models. I sat down with Russell Horn, Acting Manager of Energy and Asset Management with the City of Kingston, to discuss the first ever Kingston Climate Expo. Well, to start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself and your role with the City of Kingston.
Absolutely. So my name is Russell Horn. I'm the Acting Manager for the Energy and Asset Management team at the City of Kingston. I'm primarily focused on facilities management construction services, so the sustainability portfolio for all of our municipal facilities at the city.
Awesome. And this is the first time we're ever hosting the Kingston Climate Expo. What was the inspiration for this event?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Kingston Climate Expo came together kind of a vision of a lot of different people with various passions in the field of sustainability. It started off with just being an electric vehicle demonstration, letting people try out electric vehicles and try to get the adoption rate up for those. And it turned into a couple different other events in different areas. So we had some events that are focused on industry and the private sector. There's a couple events focused on the public and what can the public do to actually reduce their carbon footprint, tackling some of the challenges of diversity in the STEM field and empowering our youth with solutions. So it really was trying to tackle a lot of different climate change and climate-related issues under one larger umbrella under the Climate Expo.
Yeah, for sure. Have you seen other cities do events like this, or is this sort of new in a bigger way?
I think other cities have done something similar to this in targeted areas, whereas this one is a bit of a larger scope. So we'd like to think that we're the first, but really we're hoping that this kickstarts something else for a lot of other municipalities.
Yeah, for sure. And what are you hoping Kingstonians will be able to take away from the events planned?
Depending on what you want to take away, I think is going to be what you can take away, which is the main focus of this. So if you want to try out some electric vehicles, there's going to be something for you. If you want to install solar panels on your roof, we will have booth vendors on October 5th that you can talk to and understand what the process is for that. If you want to understand, you know, a little bit more about our food system or recycling system, there'll be things that can help you understand that, all the way down to the chemistry shows for kids at some of the events. So it really will be something for everybody. And hopefully, if you go in looking for one thing, you may leave learning something completely different that you didn't know about.
Yeah, awesome. I think it's really cool that there's a few events in there that are giving people some actual skills they could use, like installing solar panels.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is empowering people to make their own decisions and really getting rid of the noise. I mean, the climate change realm tends to have a lot of focus in some positive and some negative ways. And the idea for this is to eliminate the noise and really provide people with the tools that they need to make those changes for themselves and the businesses to do the same thing.
Once again, that was Russell Horn with the City of Kingston on the first Kingston Climate Expo, taking place until October 20th. To learn more about the events, you can visit the Kingston Climate Expo page at cityofkingston.ca. For the 18th year in a row, Kingston City Council has proclaimed October as Islamic History Month. Inaugurated in 2007, Islamic History Month is a nationwide celebration that seeks to share the history, heritage, and culture of Muslims with fellow Canadians. And Kingston has participated since its inception. The theme for Islamic History Month 2024 is Health and Healing. Local events, both associated with this year's theme but also with connections to Islamic history in general, are being organized through the Islamic Society of Kingston, Muslim Society's Global Perspectives at Queen's University, Queen's University Muslim Students Association, Muslim Medical Association at Queen's, and include the following events. Coming up on October 11th, Prophetic Healing, Lessons from the Sunnah, at the Islamic History Center of Kingston starting at 6:30 p.m. October 24th, Celebrating Together, Islamic History Canada 2024 at RMC. This event is not open to the public. October 27th, the 20th ISK Annual Bazaar, at the Islamic History Center from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned for details for other events in the works throughout this month. The Queen's University Muslim Students Association will be using their social media, at QUMSA, to highlight the historical contribution of Muslims to the fields of medicine, science, and health and wellness. For additional information, please go to the IHM Kingston Facebook page, at IHM Kingston. Events will be added as they're finalized. For more information on this national initiative, please see the Islamic History Month Canada website and Facebook page at IslamicHistoryMonth.ca or Islamic History Month Canada. In a message directly from the City of Kingston, the last giveaway day of the year is October 12th. Adam Mueller, Operations Manager of Solid Waste Services, states, quote, "Giveaway days are an effective and unique way to reduce waste in Kingston. When you pick up free secondhand items, you not only save them from landfill, you also reduce the waste associated with packaging and the greenhouse gas emissions associated with manufacturing new goods. Giving away items also helps community members save money," end quote. Share pictures of your giveaway day items on Instagram or Twitter at #WasteNotYGK. The following are some giveaway day guidelines. Only set out appropriate items that you know someone else might want. Appropriate items might include books, CDs, DVDs, furniture and small appliances, electronics, construction materials, including drywall, lumber, hardware, kitchen gadgets, dishes, cutlery, pots and pans, and yes, unwanted gifts. The Consumer Product Safety Bureau of Health Canada advises that the following items should not be given away: baby walkers, cribs, car seats, strollers, playpens, bath seats, mattresses, blinds, and toys. How to put items out. Place items at the curb in front of your home. Place stickers or signs on the items with the word free. Ensure any items that you do not want taken are kept away from items placed at the curb. And at the end of the day, bring any uncollected items back into your home. The city will not collect unwanted items left at the curb. Consider donating them to a local charity. How to pick items up. Respect other people's property. Don't walk on lawns or gardens. Take only the items that are marked free and placed at the curb. And don't leave previously picked up items on the curb at other people's property. You can find these guidelines on the City of Kingston website. Once again, that was a message directly from the City of Kingston on the last giveaway day of the year, taking place on October 12th. that wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Isabella with your CFRC Sports Desk.
Welcome back, CFRC listeners, to a Kingston sports recap. Bringing you the latest on Queen's Gaels, this week has been filled with intense matchups and notable performances across several sports. Let's jump right in. Starting with the football team, the Gaels faced a tough opponent in the Laurier Golden Hawks, falling 51-21. The guys put forth a strong effort, throwing for three touchdowns, but the team will need to regroup for their upcoming challenges. Shifting over to soccer, the Queen's men's soccer team secured a thrilling 6-3 victory against York University. The team displayed resilience and depth, bouncing back with a strong second half to secure the win. Now, let's talk rugby. The Queen's women's team made headlines this past weekend, extending their OUA regular season win streak to an incredible 5 full seasons. On October 5th, they crushed the McMaster Marauders with a staggering 123-3 victory at Nixon Field. This win capped off an undefeated season, bringing their record to 6-0. Remarkably, they haven't lost a regular season game since September 2018, totaling a phenomenal 29-game win streak. Leading the charge in this latest victory were Kennedy Stevenson and Lizzie Gibson. Stevenson scored a game-high 5 tries for 25 points, while Gibson added 2 tries and 14 converts, leading all scorers with 38 points. This performance pushed Gibson's regular season total to 100 points. The Gaels showcased their depth with multiple players contributing tries, including Madison Donnelly and Rachel Cullum, who each scored 2. The victory not only highlighted their offensive prowess, but also solidified their position at the top of the OUA standings, earning them a bye to the OUA semifinals. The women's soccer team also had a stellar match, defeating TMU Bold 7-0 on October 5th. Seema Sakharin was a standout, scoring 2 goals and assisting another, helping the team extend their shutout streak. However, the very next day, they faced the Nipissing Lakers and lost 2-1, snapping their 5-game win streak. In that match, the Lakers struck first, and despite a late goal from 2-1, and will look to bounce back. They now sit third at the OUA standings with a record of 7-2-1, and will look to bounce back. It's an exciting time for the Kingston Gaels, especially with their homecoming just around the corner, but particularly with the women's rugby team setting such remarkable records. We're so proud. Stay tuned for more updates and make sure to support our local athletes as they strive for success this season.
This is Christina coming in with your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight, we're expecting a few clouds with increasing cloudiness overnight. We have a low of +5. Looking forward to tomorrow, Tuesday, the 8th of October, we'll have mainly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 16 degrees. We'll have a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tuesday night, we'll have clear skies with a low of +3. On Wednesday, October 9th, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 11 degrees. Wednesday night, cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of +3. On Thursday, October 10th, we can finally get a break from the rain and we'll have sunny skies with a high of 12 degrees. Thursday night, clear skies with a low of +4. Finishing off the work week, on Friday, October 11th, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 16 and cloudy periods at night with a low of 11. That wraps up your CFRC weather report for this evening, and next up is your traffic report. Now for your CFRC traffic report for this evening. Pavement rehabilitations will take place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road beyond the Highway 15 overpass and on the Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. This week to look out for, Highway 401 eastbound at Highway 15, full mainline closure. This will take place October 6th to October 10th from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. each day. Gardner's Road and Sydenham Road, westbound ramps. October 7th to October 9th, expect them to be closed from 12 p.m. to 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Division Street eastbound or westbound ramps. Expect a closure from October 7th to 9th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. In other road closures to look out for, Albert Street, Princess at 486 Albert, closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity at 484 Albert Street. Beverly Street, King to Edge Hill, closed October 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a Utilities Kingston contractor to reset a valve chamber. Cooper Street, Albert to Collingwood, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Hillcrest Avenue, King's Court to 7th, closed until October 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King's Court Avenue, Hillcrest to Kirkpatrick, closed until November 15th to accommodate a water main replacement. Union Street, Willingdon to Albert, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. And finally, University Avenue, Union to Earl, closed for the Queen's JDUC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Restoration Project is still underway and expected to conclude in late December of this year. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Aberdeen Street, Johnson to Earl, expect delays and closures along Aberdeen Street for a contractor to complete road and sewer reconstruction. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd, expect delays while a contractor begins phase two of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles to Edwin to Princess, expect delays while a contractor completes phase two of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford, expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Motorists are advised to seek alternative routes. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence, expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. And finally, Sir John A. MacDonald Boulevard at Elmwood, expect delays while a contractor upgrades the intersection at Sir John A. MacDonald Boulevard and Elmwood Street, including replacement of street lighting, new traffic lights, replacement of asphalt on roads, and a new multi-use pathway south of the intersection towards Bath Road. For more details on any of these projects, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. That wraps up your traffic report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC Concerts and Events calendar with Noah and Victoria.
And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concerts and Events calendar for October 7th to October 13th. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. Monday, October 7th, Pumpkin Inferno Tours are back at Kingston Penn. Come visit between 7:15 and 8:45 p.m. and enjoy the sights and sounds of autumn, complete with pumpkin sculpture exhibits and spooky Halloween displays. The tours run every day until October 30th. Tuesday, October 8th, Terror Tuesday Movie Nights at Fort Henry return this week with The Grudge. These screenings include scare actors who will wander the grounds, amplifying your spooky experience. Bring your own chair, blanket, or take a spot on our provided bleacher seating. Doors open at 7:15 p.m. and the movie begins at 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 9th, Board Game Night at Something's in the Water Brewing Company returns this Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is free, just grab a drink and enjoy the fun. Bring your friends and unwind with some midweek fun. Thursday, October 10th, Fort Fright returns this week at Fort Henry, running from Thursday to Sunday from 7:15 to 11 p.m. The Nightmarish Exhibition will turn Fort Henry into a den of Halloween frights. Tickets can be purchased online at forthenry.com. The Women in STEM panel runs this Thursday at the Kingston Climate Expo. Join us at the RXN Hub from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for a discussion about women in the STEM field and hear voices from the community as they share their experiences and insights. For more information, visit cityofkingston.ca. Friday, October 11th, karaoke at the Buckle returns this Friday. Bring your friends and have a good time while you enjoy the spotlight, starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy the country music-filled evening, running every week on Friday. Saturday, October 12th, the Queen's Observatory has an open house this Saturday from 7:30 to 10 p.m. This month, come learn about the origins of the largest stars and see deep sky celestial objects through the telescope, weather permitting. The event is located at Ellis Hall on the Queen's campus and is free for all ages to attend. Tell Me a Story, a gallery displaying the work of Gail Williams, opens this weekend at the Melt Studio and Gallery. Come visit the opening reception of Williams' new gallery from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Melt Gallery. For more information, visit meltstudiogallery.com. Sunday, October 13th, the Kingston Memorial Center Farmers Market is back, running from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring a shopping bag and your friends and see what the local producers in Kingston have in store this week. Enjoy live music and activities while you shop. There's something for everyone here.
Have a concert in Kingston, an area that you would like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us today with details. Our main office line is 613-533-2121. This coming October 7th, check out the Kingston Jazz Jam at the Royal Canadian Horse Artillery with host Oscar Evans. Join them for a premier jazz jam sure to impress you. Doors open at RHCA at 4 p.m. On October 8th, Tuesday, the four-time Canadian Folk Music Award winners, Twin Flames, will be performing on Wolf Island. They're guaranteed to be an emotionally captivating performance, performing contemplative folk and rock and roll using Indigenous spirit flutes, traditional drums, and other Western instruments. Doors open at 7:30 at Hotel Wolf Island, 18 plus only. This Wednesday, the thrilling Japanese taiko group will be presenting Kaze, featuring a master bamboo flutist from Japan. Prepare to be haunted and amazed by the melodies of the bamboo flute as this group explores new possibilities for their art. The show will be held at the Kingston Grand Theatre. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Get ready for an amazing event. On Thursday, enjoy a free dreamy shoegaze folk concert by Alex Southey on Hotel Wolf Island. Doors open at 7 p.m. On Friday, catch the band Sweet Cheetah for live music at the Royal Tavern starting at 9 p.m. Free admission, or join the weekly live music at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar, pay by donation, starting at 8 p.m. Also on Friday, join the folks keeping the spirit of jazz alive in Kingston. Check out the Morrison and McAnish duo, performing a jazz concert presenting at the Kingston Jazz Society starting at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. All ages are welcome, and admission is by donation. This Saturday, don't be spooked. Bon Scott and Brian Johnson from AC/DC will be appearing via an audio-visual recreation at the Grand Theatre for an all-out immersive experience. Catch it starting at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss out. Also on Saturday, coming from Toronto, Chasing Heroes, Sonic Souvenir, Max and his equals and Mean Bikini are performing pop, rock, indie, and punk at the Mansion. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are $10. On October 13th, the Doobie Brothers come to Kingston. Based in Northern California, their sound is authentic rock and roll with a hint of R&B, blues, country, and bluegrass. A four-time Grammy Award-winning group, you won't want to miss their concert. Doors open at 8 p.m. at Slush Puppy Place. Tickets go for $89 to $125. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.
Are you looking for a way to make a difference in the lives of families with sick children? Well, look no further. YGK Thrift proudly supports Almost Home, a loving home for families going through challenging times, and we need your help. At Almost Home, families find comfort, support in a safe place to stay while their little ones receive medical care. But we can't do it alone. We need your generous clothing donations in your important time as a volunteer. Cleaning out your closet? Don't toss those gentle use of clothes away. Instead, bring them to YGK Thrift. We happily accept donations of clean and wearable adult clothing. Your donation could mean the world to a family in need.
So, join us at YGK Thrift and support Almost Home today. Your clothing donations and volunteer efforts will help create a warm environment for these brave families. Together, we can make a difference. one donation and one act of kindness at a time.
YGK Thrift is owned and operated by Almost Home. This radio ad is sponsored by YGK Thrift and is not affiliated with any other organization mentioned.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on cfrc.ca.
Queen's Homecoming kicks off today. Welcome home, alumni. With a weekend full of exciting activities and events, there's something for everyone. Check out the full schedule and plan your perfect homecoming experience. Visit the homecoming website now for all the details. Let's make it a weekend to remember. queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. ¿Qué pasa con el cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha? ¿Qué pasa con el cha-cha-cha?
Que tú no puedes bailar como ayer.
¿Qué pasa con el cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha? ¿Qué pasa con el cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha? ¿Qué pasa con el cha-cha-cha?
Que tú no puedes bailar con Miguel. Que tú no puedes bailar
el cha-cha-cha,
pero que puedes gozar
el cha-cha-cha.
Ay, tú no puedes bailar
el cha-cha-cha,
pero que puedes gozar
el cha-cha-cha. ¿Qué pasa con el cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha? ¿Qué pasa con el cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha? ¿Qué pasa con el cha-cha-cha?
Que tú no puedes bailar como ayer.
Hi, and welcome to Cuban Sounds in Canada, dedicated to the music of Cuba in Canada. I'm your host, Karen Dubinsky. That was one of the first professional Cuban musicians in Canada, Chicho Valle, playing Que Pasa Con El Cha-Cha-Cha from his 1970 album, Este Es Chicho Valle. Chicho Valle hosted a CBC radio show on Latin American music in the 1940s, and his band, Chicho Valle y Los Cubanos, played in Toronto and area hotel ballrooms until the 1970s. Back then, the only Cuban among Los Cubanos was Chicho. A few decades later, Cuban musicians can be found all over Canada. This show aims to introduce them, sometimes alongside the Canadian musicians they work with. Before we get started, here's the multiple Juno Award-winning group Ocan, composed of Magdalena Savigny and Elizabeth Rodriguez, with an unrecorded tribute to Chicho's music they contributed to a podcast Freddie Monasterio and I work on. The podcast is called Cuban Serenade. Have a listen if you want to know more about Chicho or many of the others that you will hear on this program. So here's Ocan's version of Que Pasa Con El Cha-Cha-Cha.
Thank you.
Hear more from Ocan. Next, we'll hear from one of the elder statesmen of Cuban music in Canada, pianist Hilario Duran. Hilario had a long career in Cuba and internationally before he came to Canada. He played with two major orchestras and also formed his own band, Perspectiva, which fused Afro-Cuban and traditional jazz. He toured the world with some of the greatest Cuban musicians, Arturo Sandoval, Paquito de Rivera, and Chucho Valdez. Unlike many, Duran was able to come and go from Cuba with relative ease. He had met Canadian musicians Jane Bennett and Larry Kramer in Havana in 1991, serving as pianist for their first album recorded in Cuba. Hilario Duran came to Canada permanently in 1998. This is from his Juno Award-winning 2023 album, Crimea River, that features his Latin jazz big band, over 20 musicians. The tune is Pacá por Juanito.
Thank you.
Alex Cuba is another multiple award-winning Cuban musician in Canada, Junos and Grammys both. He first toured Canada in 1995, where he met his future wife, Sarah Goodacre. He's been in Canada since 1999 and lives with his family in Sarah's hometown of Smithers, British Columbia. Queen's University listeners might know that he was awarded an honorary doctorate here in 2023. Here's Cantando de Alegría, Singing with Joy, from his 2019 album Sublime, Sublime.
Dice así.
Me llegó en un texto en inglés de alguien que no entiende el español. Así fue, tan directo. Sé que usted argumenta, sabe bien que el momento llama la atención. Por favor, no se ofenda. Yo quiero decirle que cambié su canto, me dio fe en una madrugada que me desvelé de inocente al tocar la radio. Solo hallé la sinfonía del temor, sin piedad, sin perdón, empujando tanto, tanta desilusión. Cantando de alegría la vida es mejor. Cantando de alegría se vive mejor.
Todo el mundo.
Aquella melodía que quita el dolor. Que solo a ti te diga cómo es el amor. Es capaz, continuaba, de cambiar la melancolía que me dan al oír las noticias. Si no hay más, si se acaba cada vez. Y aunque solo conozco el inglés, me atreví a escribirle para asegurarme que estás bien, que continúas bien. Tu voz calmada, la que en español me transmite la belleza con esa pasión que deja abierta la razón para amar, para dar lo que solo encuentras dentro del corazón. Cantando de alegría la vida es mejor. Cantando de alegría se vive mejor. Melodía que quita el dolor. Que solo a ti te diga cómo es el amor.
Oh, 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 oh. Yo sé
que no me pueden controlar.
¿Por qué?
Si no les compro lo que dan, el miedo no me va a tocar. Lo bueno me sabe inventar.
Yo sé
que usted me entiende sin hablar.
Perdón,
yo no lo quise molestar. Espero volverlo a encontrar. Nos vemos. Termino con punto final.
Cantando de alegría la vida es mejor.
Hey. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cantando de alegría se vive mejor.
Que todo el mundo.
Aquella melodía que quita el dolor.
Que quita, quita.
Cantando de alegría se vive mejor.
¿Qué, qué?
Se vive mejor.
Se vive mejor.
Se vive mejor.
Sin complicación.
Se vive
cuando
mejor.
Dejamos que solo no es el camino la solución.
Se vive mejor.
Un amor con
se
amor. Y toda la cosa buena que te da el
se
amor. Por eso canto yo. Para amar,
hey.
Para dar,
hey.
Lo que solo encuentras dentro del corazón.
Dee Hernandez is a great singer and performer who lives in Dalhousie, New Brunswick. She's been in Canada since 1998. She performs all over Atlantic Canada, and I was lucky to see her in Toronto last year at the Poetry Jazz Cafe. Stay tuned. This won't be her last time touring in Ontario. Here she is singing Remember Those Days. She released this as a single in 2022, and it was nominated for a number of Music New Brunswick awards.
Thank you. vision. It was so hard to find a solution to all those problems that have been bothering you. You're always feeling bad, you wasn't moving. Bad decisions, and I can prove it. You will try anything to do what you love.
Oh,
a jazz saxophone player. His CD, El Tinejon, was released in 2022. It was nominated for a Juno. Luis Denis records with lots of other Cuban musicians, including Hilario Duran and Ocan. He moves between Toronto and Brandon, Manitoba, where he teaches at Brandon University. Here's a track from El Tinejon, Gesture.
Hey.
Well, that was fun. I hope you enjoyed that and maybe learned a few new things about Cuban music in Canada. Come on back in a couple of weeks for more Cuban Sounds in Canada.
For 50 years, the Banri Foundation has supported the continuing education of women at Queen's. Join Banri for its 50th anniversary gala on October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. This event marks half a century of empowering women through education. Tickets are free, but registration is required. To reserve your spot, visit the Banri Center's website, follow Banri Center on Facebook and Instagram, or email brc@queensu.ca.
Hey, we're the Wilderness, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Dab a lick.
Ah, nice.
We're keeping that in.